Order, order.
A standing ovation in the House for Helen Clark on confirmation of her appointment as head of the UN Development Programme. Party leaders took turns to congratulate the former Labor Prime Minister, led by her national successor, John Key.
Helen Clark should be very proud of her achievement, and New Zealanders should be very proud of her.
Mr. Key said that while few people knew the name of the present head of the UN Development Programme, at the end of Helen Clark's term, there would be no doubt about who she was, what she did, and where she came from.
And if their engagement with Helen is anything like mine has been over the last couple of months, they will have had many texts along the way. So I, for one, Helen, wish you the very best. We will work with you, Helen, as you take up this most demanding role. We will proudly stand alongside you in your new endeavour. Your appointment today not only is a proud day for you personally, but it's a very, very proud day for all New Zealanders, and I personally want to offer you my congratulations.
Helen Clark's successor as Prime Minister was followed by her successor as Labour leader, with Phil Goff noting that a unanimous standing ovation was a rare event in the chamber.
Everyone in this House has already demonstrated, but I'm sure overwhelmingly New Zealanders would wish to as well, to show their congratulations to Helen and wish her well as she meets the challenges of this new job.
Labour's Phil Goff was followed by Greens co-leader Jeanette Fitzsimons, who said the appointment was a great honour for Helen Clark and New Zealand.
It is a signal that our country is well regarded in international circles for making a constructive contribution well beyond our size. It's an indication that we are not too small to count and that we can make a difference.
The ACT Party's contribution was from Heather Roy.
So it is with good wishes and pride in the success of a fellow Kiwi that we congratulate and farewell Ms Clark on her appointment as head of the United Nations Development Programme.
Among Helen Clark's many attributes, Māori Party co-leader Tariana Turia singled out her phenomenal memory.
I can recall her greeting someone that she had met once before at least 10 years ago at a hospital in Kawakawa. That sort of personal touch was remarkable, and I've no doubt will be extremely useful in the United Nations environment.
Another of Helen Clark's qualities had impressed United Futures' Peter Dunn over the 25 years he had known her.
Helen has always displayed a huge sense of integrity, a deep sense of compassion, I think a real commitment to the underdog, and a determination not only to see what is right, but to do what is right. And I believe they are all qualities that will be critical in the role that you're about to undertake as the administrator of the UNDP.
In response, Helen Clark thanked her parliamentary colleagues for their support.
In the relatively near future, I will give my valedictory speech to the Parliament, and I'm told, Mr. Speaker, that the convention is that for former Prime Ministers there is no limit on time. But, of course, judgment will be exercised on that, as in all things by me. But other comments can wait until that time. But for now, can I thank everyone who's spoken for the kind words that you've said, and that will be something special for me to take with me to New York. Kia ora.
After that second standing ovation, it was on to question time and politics as usual.
Question number two, the Honourable Leader of the Opposition. Question number two.
That was to the Prime Minister, John Key.
Is the Prime Minister speaking to the point of order?
Guys, it's making a very valuable point that Mr Cunliffe on this...
Order!
Mr Key then had another request.
Point of order, the Honourable Prime Minister.
I seek leave to table David Cunliffe's Twitter statement where he says that he should be given more chances to answer questions in the House. I'd kick their proverbials if I was given more of a chance. And if he isn't given a chance...
Order!
The Speaker put the Prime Minister's request to the House.
Now, leave has been sought to table a Twitter statement. Is there any objection to that document being tabled? There is objection.
David Cunliffe said he didn't have an account with the Twitter website.
I have never sent a tweet, and I have never even, to my knowledge, received a tweet. So whoever it was that has made this statement, it could not have been me. And I leave it to members, Mr Speaker, to surprise who may be behind this jack-up.
Yeah. Order.
David Cunliffe later said that Twitter had been told to take down a fake page in his name. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.